You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And W279DG, West Palm Beach.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasser Bradley, Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to see my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Pastor Lasser Bradley and the Baptist Bible Hour right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Shall come and worship, shall come and worship you, Lord. All nations shall come and worship, shall come and worship.
Sing it again and stretch your hands toward those flags.
All nations, they will, shall come and worship, shall come and worship you, Lord. Oh, yes, they will. All nations shall come and worship, shall
the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. This is Apostolic coming to you live in the studios of WCNO. We give God praise for what he's doing. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. God is a good God, and the best is yet to come. Bible says in the last days, God is going to pour his spirit upon all flesh, and we're here to experience the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You're going to hear testimonies, praise reports, and things that God has been doing. I just came back from Anderson, South Carolina, where I had a tremendous, magnificent crusade. God did earth-shaking miracles in Anderson, South Carolina. You can call our prayer lines, 561-337-9018. That's the prayer line you should call, 561-337-9018. We have a prayer line. You can call the prayer line at any hour, and somebody will be able to pray with you. We have a prayer line. So you can go to our website, which is powerevangelism.net. On our website, you can be able to get an idea of what God is doing, how the ministry operates, and what we believe in. Also, where we're going to be having our next meetings, crusades, many crusades we're doing, because these are the last days. This is what's happening in the world. If you turn on the news today, there's always some crazy thing happening. It's a sign of the end times. The Bible says there was a peace, peace, then sudden destruction. But not only that, we're also seeing other things that are happening that are very bad, that are going on today in the area of parasites, infirmities, you know, evil, like Ebola, and the SARS virus. There's a lot of things happening in the world that really put people in fear. But the Word of God says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what we do, Piercing Darkness Show, to give you an opportunity to call the name of Jesus and to help challenge your faith to believe God for the impossible. When you believe God for the impossible, he will do the impossible. Our ministry believes in the impossible. God to do the impossible. Incredible things happened in Aiken. One woman was invited to serve in Anderson, You know, I travel a lot, so sometimes I mix up these places. But I was in Anderson last week, and this amazing miracle happened of a woman that had lost her voice totally for 3 years, vocals. You couldn't hear a word. She said she was just whispering. And then the Lord restored her voice immediately. So we're going to bring you some highlights from these testimonies and other things that God has done there. Not only that, also we have a message. I'm going to share word of God to help boost your faith and take you to the next level of faith. You got to believe God for the impossible. So this is Piercing Darkness Show. Our prayer line is 561-337-9018. Our website is powerevangelism.net. Let your friends know. Share this on your social media. Tell them to tune in on 89.9 FM right now as we enjoy testimonies to the glory of God. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. He's been Lord and will always be Lord and is forever Lord, and nothing can stop him from being Lord. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Call 561-337-9018 for prayer, and God is going to bless you as you enjoy these powerful praise reports that we're going to hear, and also give God praise, for it's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. Just simply believe.
God's going to surprise them. He's going to surprise you. He gave me the word of knowledge because he's going to heal you now. So you said you've had it for 3 years? How did it begin?
My car was totaled. It was an accident.
Oh, my Jesus. You were in an accident and your car was totaled. But for some reason, God saved your life because he has a plan. And he's going to use you for his glory. Thank you, Jesus. She was in an accident and the car was totaled. But we're going to pray for her right now, that the Lord will move in her neck. The same God that saved her from that accident that could have caused her to bleed to death, caused a concussion, is the same God that's going to move now and set her free for his glory. My healer, you sent your word, you sent your word, and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word, you sent your word, you sent your word, and healed my disease. You are the Lord.
Sing it one more time. You sent your word. You sent your word. Just spoke to me that he is in control. What's your name?
Hilda.
Hilda, I'm gonna call your name 3 times, but as I call your name, the Lord is gonna, for some reason, take over me. Brother Jeffrey, I need your help here, please run. Thank you. The glory of God is so strong, very fast. I need 2 catches. The glory of God is gonna come on you. On my voice, it won't be my voice calling you, it'll be the Lord's voice calling you. And as the Lord calls you, you say you're Hilda?
Hilda.
Hilda. I'm gonna call you 3 times, but God's gonna overwhelm me and He's gonna just touch you. And by His stripes, as you sung that those words to the King of Glory, all pain is gonna leave you. Hilda, Hilda, Hilda. There is. That's the glory. That's the glory. That's the glory. That's the glory.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Now let's check and see how you feel. Tell us how you feel.
Feel good?
Yes.
3 years. That's right. 3 years. 3 years. Now I want you to sing it for the Lord. Sing it for the Lord. Beautiful voice. God has healed her and she can sing for Him. Oh my goodness. What a beautiful soprano. Give God praise. Hallelujah. That is supernatural. God healed her after 3 years of pain when she was in a wreck. God took it out. To God be the glory for the things He has done. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. God bless you so much. Yes, what do you believe in God for, my brother?
She was involved in a wreck and she was she had pain in her neck and the Lord removed it. And we give God praise because that's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. The pain, all the pain left, and you had her sing with a beautiful soprano. She was in severe pain for 3 years. They'd done therapy and it was not working and all stuff, but then to help her out with the pain, we're not relieving the pain. When I came in the city to lift up Jesus, joy came in the city. And the Lord removed that evil out of her neck. So we give God praise for that miracle. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that in the last days, God's going to pour spirit upon all flesh. We see God healing people. We see the Lord setting captives free. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. Call us for prayer, 561-337-9000. 0018. Is there anything difficult for me? There's nothing difficult, say the Lord. Trust is based on revelation, not understanding. Do you know Jesus? Can you get to know him and then learn to trust him with all your heart so the devil will not win? Breakthrough is here. We're going to hear another powerful testimony of a woman that traveled all the way from Pensacola, and she happened to be in South Carolina and had us on the radio, and she came all the way to Anderson and received a miracle. And we give God glory because it's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus does these miracles for his glory. 561-337-9018.
561-337-9018. Just name. Amen. Yes. Yes. I'm going to be done in 1 minute. Before I close, I need a sister right there. You. Yes. What do you want to get?
Three sounds may come in my head, and it just torments me. And I have hyperacusis, which is sensitivity to sound.
Oh.
Very bad.
So, when sound get, when any sound makes you feel?
It hurts.
It hurts. Do you believe God can fix that right now?
I believe I do.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know. I was about to close the meeting 5 minutes ago. And then you came, where, you came from Anderson?
I live in Florida.
You live in Florida and you happen to be here and we're here.
God's going to do this for you right now.
Can you stretch your hands toward her? A creative miracle. A creative miracle. Do I have any oil here? Perfect. Thank you for coming with this oil. God bless you. It's called tetanine. What do you call it?
Tinnitus.
That's the first time I heard about the thing. Tinnitus. As I anoint your ears with oil.
Yes, Lord.
I release a creative miracle. Now everybody pray. Stretch out and start praying. Father, we pray that you remove tinnitus out of our system.
Yes,
by the stripes of Jesus. And create a miracle. She will not be bothered by this tinnitus anymore. She happens to be here, all from Florida, in the glory realm, in the glory zone. As I've blown her ear, I command tinnitus to stop.
Yes, God.
Bring that chair. Sit on this chair right now. Everybody stretch your hands. Watch God do a miracle right here in our eyes. Give me that chair, please. Yes. Get your check now. Tinnitus, your name. You have a name. Tinnitus, you have a name. The name of Jesus is above tinnitus. Yes, it's above tinnitus. Is above tinnitus. Jesus, your name is above tinnitus. Now I rebuke you, tinnitus. I rebuke you now. I rebuke you now. Go to seven directions. go to seven directions. Now say this word three times. I believe and I receive.
Thank you, Lord. I believe and I receive.
It's done. In the name of Jesus. I want you to go back to your doctor and they're going to be surprised. This is what the Lord had me do. Hold this mic for me. Just hold it. Everybody just wave your hands. Each other? Is your wife?
Yes, it is.
Oh, glory to God. Look at that. Oh, my God. Wait a second. So she can play piano. You see, that's my piano right there. Come here. Let's do this. Come here. Follow me. Let's do this. Anything. Just do anything.
That's it. How rich like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now. It was grace that taught my heart to feel.
That's a miracle that happened in Anderson, South Carolina. This woman you just hear playing the piano right there now, God healed her from tinnitus and the problem in her hearing totally. God set her free. So she is able to hear properly, no more pain in her ears. She's totally free. And we give God glory because it's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Why don't we give God praise for that powerful creative miracle? You know, she traveled all the way from Pensacola and she happened to be in South Carolina. And when she showed up at the event, the Lord totally set her free. That's the God I'm talking about. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he's the same forever. They that trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which is not shaken but abideth forever. Greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in this world. When you turn to Jesus in faith, he will move in your situation. This is not a time to walk away from the Lord. This is a time to run to Jesus. You know, when God does those miracles, it blesses my heart because we travel thousands of miles, you know, preaching the gospel and seeing the power of God set captives free like that. That blesses my heart because I know there is nothing impossible with the Lord. When you believe, the Lord will fix it. Why? Because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing is impossible with him when we believe. Call 561-337-9018. We're going to hear another testimony here. We'll go to our website, pivanim.net. Jesus is Lord. Nothing is impossible when we believe.
Let your fire fall. Open.
How do you feel?
It feels better.
It feels better. Hallelujah. Now, give some little workout. Just a little bit. Just a little bit of workout. Oh, hallelujah. He said, it feels better. To God be the glory. That's what God does. Is his son here? Does he have any child here? Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Who has done this for you?
Jesus.
Any of your family members here?
Yes,
Come here, please. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come here. Oh, Jesus, I give you praise. Your family is here. Glory to God. Isn't that amazing?
Miracles still happen. The man is totally free from pain, and that's the Lord that moves in situations like that. We trust him, and he will do miracles. Call 561-337-908. It's time for restoration. It's time for deliverance. It's time for your healing. While you listen to this broadcast, God's going to touch you and heal you and deliver you in the name of Jesus.
Took away whatever complications this young girl had. Moved the baby's situation. Fixed it. This is when I was in Aiken in February. Yes. Can you zoom this one in?
so they can see it on the screen. Can you go there and put it on the screen, Brother Steve? Give us the shot. Look at that miracle. Someone say hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. So the Lord moved in that situation immediately.
With this baby, she was born with this called hyperleftplasty, which means only one side of her heart was functioning. So God showed up and showed out. Yeah. Yeah.
Stretch your hand and say, Father, you begun a good work in this family. You shall be faithful to accomplish it. Let this baby grow to serve you, to do your will, to reach souls for the glory of God, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Listen to this. Only God can move in such a way. The baby's in a hospital, in a severe condition of the heart, in ICU. The mother comes to the service crying because she believed, and I prophesied. I took the picture of the baby. I prayed for the cloth of the baby, and I'll take this cloth back to the baby in the hospital. And I took the little, you know, outfit for the baby back to the hospital. And the heart began to function normally, and the baby was discharged from the hospital. I didn't do that. Jesus did it. I didn't do it. But when I prayed the prayer of faith, Jesus walked into that situation in the hospital and healed her. The same God that healed that baby can touch you right where you are and move in your situation today when you believe. So call us 561-337-9018 for prayer. Nothing is impossible with God when we believe. The best is yet to come. So, the Bible says when evening was come, they brought unto him those that were sick and healed him. So Jesus healed the sick, and he set the captives free. We're going to hear a clip of a young lady that had a high fever that ruptured her eardrum. Totally. The temperature was so high. And for 14 years she was deaf, but when she came to the meeting, the Lord opened her ears. And this was in Aiken. And we give God glory because not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Also, when we were in, so all these miracles that are happening are proof that the power of God is real. And you don't need to doubt, but you just have to believe. And as I prepare you for your miracle, I want you to release your faith and trust God to fix what is bothering you in the name of Jesus.
Open and begin to hear now in the name of Jesus. 100%. I command your ear that you lost while you were a baby to be restored. And I command your ear to open right now in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Creative miracle, Brother Luke Watcher. Creative miracle. Creative miracle. Creative miracle. Father, your Son, Jesus, rose from the dead on the third day. Open the ears at the count of three. One, two, three. Those ears are open right now in Jesus' name. Okay, close them totally.
I can hear out much better now. Out my right ear. Because I couldn't hear out it. With the hearing aid, I couldn't hear out it. I always could hear out the left ear better. So I just stopped wearing my right hearing aid because it wasn't doing any good. Uh-huh. But I can hear out it now.
Love to Jesus. No hearing aids. She can hear. Sing one more time.
God. One.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus.
G- Jesus, I can hear.
Jesus, I can hear.
Shout.
Shout.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Wait, before we shout again, let's do it one more time. Close that ear. And second, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's another one she's testifying right now. 14 years she could not hear, now she can hear. To God be the glory.
She deserves the praise. Hallelujah. Yes.
All the way from neck pain to all hair.
Okay, so your pain.
That's another woman that had she was in a car accident. Hear her testimony right now.
My goodness, God.
51 years I've been in pain since 13.
Come right here.
51 years.
So since 13 you've been in pain from here to here. Yes. And you get
no chiropractors can do nothing for me. They tell me I'm pretty crippled.
They say what?
They say I'm quite crippled.
Well, they're going to be surprised because God is going to fix that right now. Stripes of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, I command you to be healed from this incurable condition. The curse is broken to four generations behind you. As I lay hands on you, I prophesy a creative miracle over you. I need a female usher right here. Creative miracle. Creative miracle. Creative miracle. Somebody that can catch. Creative miracle. That's the glory. Creative miracle. That's the glory. Now look for the pain. It's gone.
It is gone. It's gone. Holy crap.
It is gone since she was 13 years old. Since she was 13. Got us.
I don't know what to say.
To God be the glory. I know when God is in the house. I told you Jesus was here.
Surgery on her left eye. She's not able to see. She's not able to
you
read.
You think about it. For since she was 13, that's 51 years, she had severe pain in her neck area. And the chiropractors and specialists could not fix it. And when she came to the glory, the Lord took all the pain out instantly. I know. You may be wondering, what in the world? 51 years? How possible is that? Let me tell you why it's possible. Because with God, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible with God. 51 years. Isn't that amazing? When we call upon Jesus, this woman was involved in a car accident when she was 13. The car was totally totaled. And the pain has been with her. That's aggravating pain. And the Lord took it out. Right away. That's the God we serve. He's on the throne and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Trust him with all your heart and lean not on your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. The Bible says, when evening was come, they brought unto him those that were sick, and he healed them. So Jesus is the one who heals the sick and sets the captives free. You see, you have to carry the cross and follow Jesus. You have to take your problem to the Lord in prayer. And then apply wisdom and see the Lord fix it. We're experiencing miracles in such a tremendous way. I want to give you an opportunity to call the prayer line, 561-337-9018. You can also go to our website to submit your prayer request and believe God to move in your situation. Just do it by faith. We do pray for your prayer request and lay hands on them. And see the Lord break the cycle of defeat, sickness and disease, and bondage. because he's on the throne. Never stop calling on Jesus, for whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Never stop calling that name. That's the name that's been exalted above every name. The name of Jesus is a name that's above every name. So, I'm going to take you to one of our services we had recently. As you hear these testimonies, prepare to release your faith. I'm about to share the word of God and preach and speak to you for your miracle.
You please stand with us, brother. Give me your right hand. It's your right hand. Pick up your legs. Pick it up. Pick it up. Pick it up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Hallelujah!
No more pain.
I do that.
Keep on doing what. Keep on. Keep on. Keep it on. Keep it. That's all he told me to do. Follow my instructions, and I'll do the rest. Look, she began to laugh on her own. Give God praise.
Applaud le Seigneur.
Hallelujah! I receive it. Woo! Hallelujah! Wow!
Wow! To God be the glory. Hallelujah! Look at the what? Look at the God we serve. He's an amazing God. He's an incredible God. He's an awesome God. He's a marvelous God. He does mighty things for His glory.
Amen. That's what happens. People don't laugh because we're paying them to laugh. They laugh because the pain is gone. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Nothing is impossible with them. I'm going to take you into some prophetic moment, because in our crusades, prophetic words are released. Hear this prophetic word.
That is beyond the ordinary. Within the next 3 months, study Jeremiah 29 verse 11. And as you meditate on God, the word purpose is so strong. Your life is unique. The persecutions you faced before were nothing compared to the glory that God has prepared for you. You are walking to a new dimension of favor. A new dimension of favor. A new dimension of favor. I prophesy new season blessing over your life. This is your year. It's a new season. Wave your hands.
His name.
God's giving me words.
Nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible. Here's another word. God is giving prophetic words to people. You see, you can receive it on a broadcast as you hear me on radio or on Periscope or Facebook. As the word is being released, receive it in Jesus' name.
Supernatural passion for God to be stirred up in you and take limits of God concerning finances. The Lord shall provide. Like a tidal wave crashing over me, rushing into me. Come here. I hear this word. Nobody cares. Listen to me. Jesus cares. Your dad rejected you, but the Lord has not rejected you.
In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. I'm about to minister and to pray for you, but just trust him with all your heart. In Jesus' name. 561-337-918 is the prayer line you can call. Join us in this incredible broadcast as we prepare to go to the next level. As I'm about to share the word God's laid on my heart, and I'm going to pray for you. So I'll be back after this message.
It's growing. just crying.
Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, now as we study the word, I believe this word is going to take you to the next level. It says in verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Father, bless this word in Jesus' name. Things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So, before the world was, faith was. Before the mountains was, faith was. Before the oceans were, faith was. So you can't deny that faith is not real. Because if faith was not real, then there'll be no substance you see. So if you see anything today, is because faith is real. If you see the sun, if you see the moon, it's because faith is real. That's a result of faith. So faith without works is dead. So we see that God has given us faith, but he didn't even create or form this world without faith. So he spoke the word. Now Jesus is the word. So when he spoke the word, then came forth the manifestation. It says in verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. So it's faith that releases the manifestations of God's agenda and plan to creation, to deliverance, to healing, speaks. Why would a man that offered a sacrifice that pleased God so much that even though he is not living on this planet anymore, yet his faith is still speaking. Why? The dead man speaking? Faith doesn't die. So what do you mean by that? Because faith cometh by hearing the word, so how is it going to die? When you release your faith, you will tap into the creativity of God, the goodness of God, the supernature of God. So that faith that God is giving you is so powerful that it can cause you to recover what the devil stole from you. It says in verse 2, for it by it elders obtained a good report. Now, how are you going to get a good report when you're in fear or in doubt or murmuring and complaining? Signs of doubt, murmuring and complaining, worry, anxiety, signs of doubt in your life, who you surround yourself with, what you listen. Do you know some sicknesses come on people because they read about it or they're afraid of it or they expect it? Or some of them come because of unforgiveness and bitterness, and some of them come because of infections and other stuff that happened. But you have to understand, God is the one that brings the cure. So the doctors treat and they do their best, but God gives the cure. So if you want to be free from sickness and disease in your body, you have to release your faith and trust God with all your heart. Now, maybe you're in a financial crisis right now. I want to speak to those that are in financial crisis. The mountain is big. It's called debt. You see a mountain called debt. It's a giant, not just a mountain, but it's a giant standing in for you. It's telling you, you're finished. I want you to speak to that mountain and tell that mountain, I'm a tither and I'm a giver. And God has promised his word, because he's Jehovah Jireh. He shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. Speak to the mountain and say, Jehovah Jireh is on the throne. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God wants to break that curse off your life. God wants to eliminate that bondage in your mind. Because in your mind, you think that there is no way out. But God speaks his word. You're going to obtain a good report in the name of Jesus. God's going to turn around for his glory. He's going to break the depression off you. He's going to break the insanity off you. He's going to break that bondage off your life. Name it. The name of Jesus is above your bondage. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus is the name that has been exalted above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. We have to carry the cross and follow Jesus. We have to take his word serious for our breakthrough to manifest. So, listen to this. Jesus Christ was made manifest that the works of the devil might be destroyed. So if the works of the devil will be destroyed, our faith has to be released. But how can our faith be released when we live in doubt and fear? It's impossible. So carry the cross, follow Jesus. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, to break through in prayer, you have to release your faith. It says here in verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that is the reward of them that diligently seek him. When you come to God, you don't come saying, what if God doesn't do it? No, you have to come to God and say, thank you because you have done it. So we have to fight the fight of faith. So when you pray, make some declarations. When you pray, decree. The word decree is like you're releasing an arrow from the Lord on the enemy. It causes a thunder on the enemy's camp. When you speak the word of God over the situation, you're causing an earthquake on the enemy. You have to speak the word of God. You have to decree it. The Bible says, we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. The battle is the Lord. So as we fight in this battle, as we step into the realm of faith, as we fight in this battle and step into the realm of faith, we release our breakthrough in the spirit. Now, withdrawing from the Lord's provision requires faith. But you can release faith when you're in doubt. Doubt is a distraction. Unbelief is a nonsense. You don't need it. You have to believe in your heart that when you speak to that mountain will be removed. So if you're hearing me on the radio right now and you're struggling in any area of your life, begin to decree that you're out of that situation. Begin to speak solutions instead of negativity. Stop repeating your problem. Begin to repeat God's intervention and promise. What if you spoke about the promise of God instead of the hardships? Now you'll be addressing the hardships to leave, because God's promises are true. As far as the heavens from the earth, so are the ways of the Lord different from our ways, and thoughts of the Lord different from our thoughts. So we can't rely on our understanding if one mountain to be removed out of our life. So if you speak the promises of God, get in the word and know what God has promised. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? Hold on to it and walk in it and expect the good news. The good news is coming. The good news is coming. Verse 17, as I finish. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that Isaac shall be thy seed, be called. Account that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him a figure. You see, why would Abraham offer his own son? Faith doesn't reason. Faith reacts. God said it, I receive it. Picture it down. Don't question whether it's not done. Expect good news. Don't rely on your understanding, but on the word of God. It's wealth. God enriches that manifestation through his word. And once you release your faith through his word, the breakthrough will manifest in your life. And I want to tell you this. Doubt questions the integrity of God. Unbelief challenges your ability to rely on God as your foundation. You don't understand that His word is true. So unbelief has to be eliminated out of your life. So stop leaning on your understanding, but trust God. And He will do it in Jesus. I'm going to pray right now in the name of Jesus. If you can, but before I even begin to pray for your situation, I want to make an altar call right now. If there is anybody that hears the sound of my voice right now, if you don't know Jesus in your heart, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus in your heart right now. Simply say these words after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess my sin and my iniquity. I invite you into my heart to come into my heart and save me. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I am born again in Jesus' name. If you received Christ in your heart, Jesus, now you're born again. Praise the Lord. A soul has come to Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Read your Bible, pray, and love to fellowship where they preach the word and build your faith in Jesus' name. Now, I want to pray for the sick and those that are oppressed. If you're sick and you're oppressed, you're tormented, I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, thank you and I bless you because of those that are hearing the sound of my voice, watching me on Facebook or hearing me online. Those that are tormented, that are oppressed, that are going through some infirmities. Your word says, ask you shall be given, seek you shall find, knock shall be opened for you. Your word says in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I pray that you move in the situation of those that are listening or watching, that are believing you for a miracle. Touch the oppressed, set them free. Touch the sick, heal them. Take off the bandage of their life. And those who are in financial hardships, I pray for divine intervention and decree solutions to their financial hardship. I decree solutions, wisdom, divine provision, favor, debt cancellation. I decree testimonies in the name of Jesus. And the people said, amen. Now, the prayer of faith I've prayed will unlock a miracle in your life in the name of Jesus, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So how do I know? Just expect it and begin to walk in it in Jesus' name, because nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible when you believe. In Jesus' name, expect a miracle. Call 561-337-908. We want to hear your testimony. We want to hear what God has done for you.
Yes, in the background.
We want to hear what God has done for you. A magnificent, marvelous God we serve. We don't serve man, but we serve God. I want to remind you to come join us. We have two services tomorrow, one at 11:30 a.m. and one at 7:30 p.m. A miracle service at 7:30 p.m. Non-denomination, open to anybody who wants to receive a miracle. Join us. It's going to go to our website for the address and come expect a touch from God. We're going to be in Derry Beach for miracle service. I got a crusade coming up at the Kravis Center. Also, I'm going to be in Minnesota on June the 2nd and 3rd. And also, I got a crusade coming up at the Kravis Center and also in Fort Pierce. So we're going to keep you posted. Go to our website for our location of the services tomorrow. In Jesus' name, miracles still happen. I believe in miracles. And I'll be back next week, Saturday, on this station at 1 p.m. Also, join me on TV tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Channel 1361. God bless you. 561-337-908. Jesus is Lord.